Declaro abierta la sesión número 7357 del Consejo de Seguridad. En el orden del día provisional para esta sesión figura el siguiente tema: consolidación de la paz en África Occidental. Queda aprobado el orden del día. De conformidad con el artículo 39 del reglamento provisional del Consejo, invito al señor Mohamed Ibn Chambas, representante especial del secretario general y jefe de la Oficina de las Naciones Unidas para África Occidental, a participar en esta sesión. Así queda decidido. El Consejo de Seguridad iniciará ahora el examen del tema 2 del orden del día. Deseo señalar a la atención de los miembros del Consejo el documento S-2014-945, que contiene el informe del Secretario General sobre las actividades de la Oficina de las Naciones Unidas para África Occidental. Doy ahora la palabra al señor Mohamed Ibn Chambas.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, distinguished members of the Security Council, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to be here today to brief you for the first time in my capacity as Special Representative of Secretary General for West Africa on the situation in the sub-region. Mr. President, recent developments demonstrate the fragile political situation in many West African nations in the lead-up to presidential and legislative elections in 2015-2016. Some of these countries' tensions are linked to incumbent leaders who face resistance in their attempts at holding on to power through constitutional revisions. In the Gambia, on 30 December, fighting erupted at the State House in Banjul as a mutiny led by Lieutenant Colonel Lamin Sane attempted to unseat President Yahya Jammeh of Gambia from his 20-year rule in power. The attack was defeated by forces loyal to the president, who was out of the country at the time. The coup attempt was the third over the past 8 years. Meanwhile, there are reports of arrest of family members of alleged coup plotters. I'm planning to visit Banjul 14th, 15th of January, and look forward to meeting President Jammeh to discuss the situation in the country. I will reiterate our firm condemnation of any attempt to seize power by unconstitutional means and encourage the Gambian authorities to work with the support of international partners to ensure a credible investigation of the events that occurred in order to ensure respect for judicial procedures and respect also of human rights. In Burkina Faso, a popular insurrection end October 4, 2014, forced President Blaise Compaoré to resign following his attempt to amend the Constitution in order to extend his term in power, bringing his 27-year-old rule to an abrupt end. Backed by international partners, a joint ECOWAS-AU-UN mission helped secure an agreement by national stakeholders on a civilian-led transition whose guiding principles are enshrined in the Charter of the Transition signed on 16th November. An international follow-up and support group for the transition in Burkina has been established to assist the transitional institutions during this critical period, which will see the organization of presidential and legislative elections by November 2015. The group will hold its inaugural meeting on 13 January in Ouagadougou, and we look forward to being there to participate in this meeting. In 2015, five other West African countries will hold presidential elections. Benin, Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea, Nigeria, and Togo. In Togo, where President Faure Gnassingbé's party has been in power since 1967, a new opposition coalition staged demonstrations in November and December, and indeed have continued into January 2015 in Lomé. The contentious issue remains the lack of consensus on political reforms, particularly on the introduction of presidential term limits and reform of the single-round voting system. These issues need to be given priority by the government to ease the tensions in the country. In neighboring Benin, a consensus needs to be found on the implementation of the electronic voter registration list, which is causing delays in the organization of local elections and could affect legislative and presidential elections scheduled for 2015 and 2016, respectively. UNOA will be closely engaged with the authorities in Togo and Benin in the coming weeks with a view to mobilizing efforts and encourage them to lay the ground for peaceful and credible elections. In Niger, frictions have continued between the government and the opposition political parties against the background of a fragile security situation due mainly to violence and instability in neighboring countries, especially Libya, Mali, but also in Nigeria. In Côte d'Ivoire, while political dialogue between the government and opposition parties resumed, tensions persist with possible risk of electoral and or post-electoral violence in October 2015. About a month from now, precisely 43 days from now, Nigerians will go to the polls for the presidential and legislative elections. The general election is taking place against a backdrop of violent insurgency by Boko Haram, terrorist group in the northeast, and sectarian conflicts in north central and northwest, as well as an increasing tense pre-electoral environment. The holding of polls throughout the states of Borno, Yobe, and Adamawa will present a formidable challenge. The risk of pre- and post-electoral violence requires the international community to engage further with Nigeria to address its ongoing challenges and to support the holding of credible and peaceful elections throughout the country. Mr. President, the region remains vulnerable to insecurity and terrorist threats. In northeastern Nigeria, the security situation has shown no signs of improvement despite national and regional efforts. The civilian populations in the three northeastern states of Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe have over the past 6 months been subjected to intense attacks and systematic human rights violations, including raising civilian settlements, kidnappings, suicide bombings, assassinations, and others. The death toll of this vicious violence, most of which is attributable to the terrorist Boko Haram, is staggering, and counterinsurgency measures have failed to provide adequate protection of civilians. Since the abduction of over 200 schoolgirls from Chibok in Borno State, the international community has been supporting the government of Nigeria's efforts to address this problem. As part of the latest efforts, the UN Counterterrorism Implementation Task Force will hold the first in a series of workshops for law enforcement officials on human rights, the rule of law, and the prevention of terrorism during the third week of January. In my capacity as the Secretary General's High Representative to Nigeria, I visited the country in November and December to consult with high-level government officials and other stakeholders with a view to building consensus to face the threat of terrorist Boko Haram and to assess the potential of electoral-related violence. While Boko Haram terrorist insurgency is deeply rooted in Nigeria, it is increasingly spilling across the border into Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. More than 300,000 Nigerians have sought refuge in northwestern Cameroon and southwestern Niger, adding pressure on the local economies in those countries and destabilizing the internal security situation. UNOHA, in collaboration with UNOCA, will continue to work closely with the countries of the Lake Chad Basin Commission to address the regional aspects of this threat posed by Boko Haram terrorist group. Mr. President, insecurity in northeastern Nigeria has also seriously impeded the activities of the Cameroon-Nigeria Mixed Commission, in particular, its critical field assessments. In my capacity as chairman of the Mixed Commission, I have endeavored to address the delay and adapt the scope of work to the evolving security situation. The demarcation continues. To complete the demarcation, 767 pillars remain to be constructed, for which funding is required. Among other security challenges affecting the region, violent piracy in the Gulf of Guinea continues to hinder West Africa's economy and trade. Countries of the region have made progress on the operationalization of a maritime security infrastructure. Further efforts are necessary, including for the resolution of maritime border disputes. UNOHA and UNOCA will continue to provide support to ECOWAS, ECAS, and the Gulf of Guinea Commission in the implementation of the strategic framework adopted at the Yaoundé Summit of 15 June 2013. Mr. President, before I conclude, allow me to quickly touch upon the Ebola outbreak, which has wreaked havoc in West Africa in 2014, causing at least 8,200 deaths. In mid-November, together with the President of the ECOWAS Commission, I visited the three most affected countries, namely Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, which have been politically and economically isolated. Except for Mali, all the neighboring countries have at some point closed their land borders and imposed flight restrictions. This has also hindered the functioning of regional and sub-regional mechanisms. While the laudable humanitarian intervention by the international community, including UNMIR, which must be highly commended, continue, we must ensure that the aftermath of the outbreak does not reverse the gains made during years of peace-building activities in these three fragile states. I wish to thank the Council for its continued interest and support to the consolidation of peace, security, and democracy in West Africa, and I thank you very sincerely for your kind attention.
Doy las gracias al señor Chambas por la información que ha proporcionado. Invito ahora a los miembros del Consejo a celebrar consultas oficiosas para proseguir el examen del tema. Se levanta la sesión.